With Thanksgiving behind us, we know that beyond Shabbat, there's another holiday coming up. And I would like to offer a story that is somewhat related to that holiday. And we're not going to name at this moment, but all the kids know what I'm talking about. This is a story written by a great Jewish author, Isaac Bashevis Singer, titled A Parakeet Named Dreidel. While many stories typically begin a long, long time ago in a land far, far away, this is not one of those stories. This is a story that takes place about 20 years ago in the great distant land we know as Brooklyn. Picture this, it is the last night of Hanukkah. In Brooklyn, it's a cold night, and unlike here in Virginia, it's a really snowy night. Inside their apartment, the Singer family has lit their Hanukkah menorah, and it is sitting in the window. Mrs. Singer is busy frying latkes in the kitchen, and their son, David, about the age of all of our fourth graders, is sitting playing dreidel, enjoying his Hanukkah evening. All of a sudden, David cries out, "Look, Papa, there's a bird in the window." Mr. Singer knew exactly what kind of bird this was. This was a parakeet. And I don't know how much you know about parakeets. They don't tend to like cold and snowy. They tend to like warm temperatures. Is that right, Frank? Great. This zoologist has confirmed that. Thank you. And so Mr. Singer quickly opens the window and brings the bird inside. Bird, this parakeet, being in a place that isn't looking too familiar, starts flying around and around and around, trying to figure out a way out of this home. The son, David, seeing this, tries to calm down the bird, letting the bird know, "It's okay. We want to be your friends." As soon as David finished that sentence, the bird landed on David's head. David then lifted his finger to his head, and the bird settled on his finger. Very excited by all of the commotion that she is hearing from the kitchen, Mrs. Singer comes out and says, "What's going on?" She sees there is a bird. "Whose bird is this?" David says, "It's our bird." Mrs. Singer gives Mr. Singer a really dirty look. Mr. Singer quickly explains, "The bird was outside. It was cold. It can't survive the cold. We brought it in." Mrs. Singer was okay with this explanation. And so she puts out a saucer of grain and a dish of water so the bird can have something to drink and to eat, because every good Jewish mom makes sure she feeds you as soon as guests come in. The parakeet was enjoying these grains, enjoying the water, but saw that dreidel sitting there on the table and started pecking its beak at it. As soon as this happened, David got really excited and decided, "I know this bird's name. It's dreidel." David's now making plans to go buy the most beautiful cage and all of the best toys so that the parakeet that's going to be their new pet could have the best home in their house for Hanukkah. Mrs. Singer, being the practical mom that she was, reminded David that that's probably someone else's birds, as parakeets are not exactly known to be out in the wild in Brooklyn in the winter. So David calms down a little bit, but remembering that the bird was playing with the dreidel, decided to name the bird dreidel. During the middle of the night, the singers, while they were quietly, peacefully asleep, all of a sudden hear the bird squawking. And what should the bird say? But Zedele, geschoffen. For those of you who don't speak Yiddish, that means Zelda, go to sleep. Hearing this out of a parakeet, which maybe in Brooklyn might be a little normal, for most of the rest of us, not the thing we would expect to come out of a parakeet's mouth. The singers knew that this bird must belong to someone in the neighborhood. And so the next day they put up notices all throughout the neighborhood asking if anyone has lost a parakeet. If they have, they should come to the singer's home. After a week, no one came and knocked on the singer's door looking for the parakeet. David got really excited because he knew he now has a pet bird named Dreidel. And so they decided that they were going to keep the bird. They bought a cage, remembering that it was during Hanukkah in which the bird came into their lives, and Hanukkah being a festival of freedom, they never locked the cage. Each year, Dreidel got to partake in the Hanukkah celebration, even growing an affinity for the taste of latkes. So 9 years pass, and David is now in college. One night, the phone rings, and Mr. and Mrs. Singer get this very excited David on the other end of the line. He is talking a million miles a minute, million words a minute, and when they finally get him to slow down, David explains he was at this party and he met a beautiful girl. Her name is Zelda. It turns out that Zelda lost a parakeet about 9 years ago. Realizing that this must be Bashert, the singers invite Zelda and her family over to see their long lost pet. As soon as Zelda and her parents enter the singer's apartment, Dreidel recognizes the family and gets very excited and goes and lands on each of their head. As they're talking, the singers learn that their dreidel is known as Sip Sip in Zelda's home. Well, this now begs the question that probably only Solomon could have answered of who gets to keep Dreidel or Sip Sip. Thankfully, David and Zelda had a good plan. They decided that Dreidel or Sip Sip, depending on which perspective you want to look at, must be their matchmaker. And they decided that day to get married. And ever since then, Dreidel or Sip Sip has been happily living in David and Zelda's home, celebrating Hanukkah with their family each and every year. And so it's important to remember as we get ready for Hanukkah, miracles come in all shapes and sizes. For kids, I'm going to let you know, magical pets don't tend to appear. So keep those expectations a little realistic. And with that, I offer you all Shabbat Shalom.